This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Israel's military chief says the country will respond to Iran's missile and drone strike attack over the weekend. Lieutenant General Herzi Halevi said Monday Israel is still considering what steps it may take, but that the Iranian missile and attack drone strikes will be met with a response. World leaders have been urging Israel not to retaliate. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said all sides must show restraint to avoid a rising spiral of violence in the Middle East. French President Emmanuel Macron said Paris will try to convince Israel that they must not respond by escalating. Speaking to reporters at the White House Monday, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said how to respond to the Iranian attack is Israel's decision to make, and the U.S. is not involved with that decision-making process.
All I'll say is the president from the beginning of this conflict on October 7th has been steadfast and consistent. We don't want to see a war with Iran. We don't want to see a broader regional conflict. We will do what we have to do to defend Israel.
A UN-mandated commission of inquiry investigating international human rights violations Tuesday accused Israel of actively obstructing its efforts to collect evidence from the victims of the attack by Hamas in southern Israel October 7th. During a meeting in Geneva, one of three commission members, Chris Sitati, said they've been collecting physical, digital, and documentary evidence from the October 7th attacks, but the commission has had difficulty collecting firsthand accounts from witnesses and victims of the attacks.
So far as the government of Israel is concerned, we have faced not merely a lack of cooperation, but active obstruction of our efforts to receive evidence from Israeli witnesses and victims to the events that occurred in southern Israel.
In response to Sidati's comments, the Israeli diplomatic mission in Geneva said it had been carrying out its own investigation into the crimes, and the representatives of the United Nations and other institutions have been to Israel and met with survivors and victims. This is VOA News. As former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial begins its second day of jury selection in New York, Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports why that trial is not being televised.
For the first time, a former U.S. president facing criminal charges in an American courtroom. Yet as the trial began on Monday with jury selection, the nation had to rely on secondhand accounts of what was done and said in a Manhattan courtroom. That's because the case is governed by New York State rules on electronic media coverage of courts, and they remain among the most restrictive in the nation. That forced news organizations to improvise to keep those watching informed. A news camera is allowed in the hallway to get Trump's comments as he enters and exits the courtroom, and news cameras line the street outside for almost three blocks. At Criminal Court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Brazilian police are investigating the discovery of a boat full of corpses. They say the dead were likely African migrants from Mali and Mauritania. Details now from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Fishermen off Brazil's northern coastal state of Pará had found the boat adrift Saturday in the Atlantic Ocean. Brazil's federal police said in a statement late Monday it had recovered nine dead. The large white and blue canoe-shaped boat found in Brazil shares the same characteristics of Mauritanian fishing pirogues, frequently used by West African migrants to reach Spain's Canary Islands. Brazil was likely not their destination. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The news agency Press Trust of India reported at least four people drowned after a boat carrying a group of people capsized in a river in the Indian-controlled Kashmir region Tuesday. The boat capsized in the Jhelum River near Srinagar, the region's main city. Most of the passengers were children, and rescuers were searching for many others who were still missing. Heavy rains fell over the region the past few days, leading to high water levels in the river. China's economy grew 5.3% in the first quarter of 2024, beating expectations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
China's economy has beaten expectations in the first quarter of the year with help from policies and stronger demand. The world's second largest economy expanded at a 5.3% annual pace in January to March, surpassing analysts' forecasts of about 4.8%. Compared to the previous quarter, the economy expanded 1.6%. Policymakers have unveiled a raft of fiscal and monetary policy measures meant to boost the economy and financial markets. Beijing set an ambitious gross domestic product growth target of about 5% for 2024. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.